Here is the word of the day.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The largest integrated electric vehicle battery industry ecosystem project in Southeast Asia, located in Karawang District, West Java Province, is projected to absorb 8,000 direct workers, Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated. The groundbreaking ceremony for the integrated electric vehicle battery ecosystem, led by Antam Consortium, was inaugurated by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at Arda Industrial Hills in Karawang, West Java, on Sunday. Coordinating Minister of Community Empowerment Abdul Muhaimin Iskandar has called for greater participation from universities in poverty alleviation efforts through community services programs. In a statement on Sunday, he emphasized that such programs are essential in accelerating the reduction of poverty in Indonesia. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, we are back into the, of course, morning session of the Indonesia Today, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm really, really sleepy in a way, because of course this morning session is start very early in the morning in Jakarta, but nonetheless, even though I'm really sleepy, I'm still very much excited for you guys and talking to you guys, and of course accompanying you for 6 hours on the Indonesia Today section. And talking about being sleepy, usually when I'm sleepy I do daydreaming, you know, just fantasizing about stuff and thinking about unreal and scientific fictional stuff, you know, I've seen in the movies and books, maybe I read it somewhere in books, but mostly in my own imagination. Please tell me, what kind of daydreaming do you do? Or maybe you have some sort of inspirations or aspirations that you've been thinking every day, and maybe you want to share it to the world, and maybe you want to share it to me. You can share it through our WhatsApp. It's the easiest way to contact us. You can contact us on our WhatsApp and also Gmail. Our Gmail, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 238 12130, +62 821 238 12130. And now, talking about daydreaming and, you know, fantasizing, in Indonesia it's called berangan-angan. And talking about berangan-angan, I'm gonna play you a song entitled Anganku Anganmu by Raisa and Isyana. Enjoy.
Yang ku rasakan tajam menusuk tak beralasan. Kita sudah dingin hati, Dulu kita pernah saling memahami, segan merasa telah menyakiti. Kita terlalu perasa. Setiap katamu cerminan hatimu, jadikan berarti. Jangan sia-siakan waktu untuk membenci.
Kepentingan diri sendiri lalu cuek.
kita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan. Hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Sayangku kau berdua.
talking about perfect, just like the song that I just played you, Sampurna by Andra and the Backbone. It's actually about, you know, how when you love someone, they are perfect to you. But I think nowadays there is this trending word called anomaly, and it's the opposite of perfect, because anomaly is a weird pattern. Of course, in humans' life and our lives, we've seen patterns everywhere, patterns and, you know, just like cycle. And anomaly is that, you know, one thing that doesn't suit and doesn't look like the cycle, or doesn't look and doesn't fit into the pattern. It's something weird, it's something that just doesn't feel right. And talking about anomaly, we have an interview of VOI Talk about anomaly. How come? What kind of anomaly are they talking about? They're talking about weather anomaly. And I'm going to play you this interview. It's with Ahmad Faisal, the talk on weather anomaly. Enjoy.
Well, listener, finally, as we promised you before, we are going to head for our VOI Talk, listener. Well, it's June in Indonesia, and usually it is a time for of a dry and sunny weather. But this year, something unusual is happening, and many areas, including Jakarta, are still getting rain and quite a lot of it. So what's behind this unexpected weather? Is it anything to be worried about? And to help us understand, we have been connected by a spokesperson from Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, of head of the Weather Prediction and Early Warning Team of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia, with Dr. Ida Pramuwardani. Assalamualaikum, Ibu Dr. Ida.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you today, Ibu Ida?
Good. Good, thank you.
Okay, with me Faisal at the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Bu Ida.
Yeah, hello, okay. Faisal.
Thank you for your time, and also special time, Bu Ida, for joining this special interview, because not only here, we are in Jakarta, special also our office here, but also our listeners around the world also know about the anomaly season, especially in Indonesia. Well, before we talk more about this, actually, Bu Ida, can you explain firstly about what's going on with the weather in Indonesia right now? Because we are still seeing the rain in the middle of the dry season. What's going on actually, Bu Ida?
Yeah, I think it is will be an interesting topic to be discussed here, Pak Faisal. So first of all, we have to understand about the weather phenomena or atmospheric phenomena that control the weather conditions in Indonesia. If we talk about the seasonal condition like dry season, rainy season, so the atmospheric condition or atmospheric scale that control it is a global scale. It is quite different for weather, because weather not only global scale, it also influenced by many other scale like regional and also local scale. The local scale is the most significant scale that contribute to the weather condition in the tropical region like Indonesia, because if we talk about our latest condition, one of the key drivers that also triggering the raining heavy rainfall in some area is the Lansi breeze cycle. So it is very local condition. So each day, surface heating over land during the afternoon triggers convective cloud formation, and then resulting in rainfall from late afternoon into the evening. And it is very typical condition that we already experiencing this several days. And it's subsequently the convective system shift offshore and becomes active again over the sea during the early morning hours. So this recurring pattern is very common in the tropical complex island like in Sumatra, Kalimantan, Papua, including Jakarta. And this pattern remain prominent this week, so we have to be aware because the raining will continue to come, and explaining why many areas still experience rainfall in the late afternoon until evening.
So, Buida, you said before about the unusual phenomenon. I mean, if we compare from maybe previous years, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe, and like today, does it only happen in this year? Or maybe previous year, we also, it also happened in some of areas or some of provinces in Indonesia, maybe?
Yeah. We have to remember, and I think we also have to understand that every year we experiencing a different condition background. Okay. Like today, this year, we have a neutral phase of El Nino Southern Oscillation. So we don't have El Nino, we don't have La Nina. So it's quite different with the previous 3 years, which was facing El Nino than La Nina. We have a neutral condition now, so it's quite different. So the impact of those phenomena we need to check quite scientific analysis, so we can decide it is the condition, is it different or the same, or we have the impact of such as the global warming, etc. So we need to explore scientifically first. Faisal.
Okay. Bu Ida, actually, is this phenomenon something new, or be it after happened actually previously, Bu Dr. Rina?
Yeah. Firstly, I think I need to check the data, but if I could say this is not, we cannot say that this is anomaly. It is not necessarily anomaly, but we can see it like an unusual condition to the public. Okay. Because raining condition during the dry season is not always classified as a true anomaly in meteorology, especially in the tropical region like Indonesia. The dry season doesn't mean there will be no rain at all, right? So it simply means that rainfall decrease and its pattern change. Diurnal, daily, and sub-seasonal scale phenomena can still occur and, quote, increase the potential for rain, especially in the region of Indonesia.
Okay. Based on the prediction from BMKG, will it still happen maybe until the end of this year, Doctor?
It's quite different.
Okay.
Among the region in Indonesia, because we have a different background of atmospheric condition, geographical and topographic condition. But in the area of Indonesia, in next 3 days, we still have to be aware of heavy rainfall that can be occur, especially in Jabodetabek and then in South Sumatra, etc.
So we also even don't know about the real happen. I mean, even whether it is maybe in the big cities or not, like this maybe, Bu Ida.
Yeah. We are still check, but for a seasonal condition, it is still less than 50% of Indonesia region that already experiencing a dry season. That's why for a lot of region in the Indonesia region still have heavy rainfall. And because we are in the neutral phase of El Enso or El Nino Southern Oscillation, so that the condition will be quite humid and the weather, the extreme weather still can be occur, especially in this end of this year. November, December, I think we have to be aware for those months, because those months, especially the rainy season, usually comes.
Okay, so yeah, especially for November and December, rainy season always come. Okay. Ibu Ida, actually, what are the possible effects if this rainy weather continues, especially for things like daily life, farming, or maybe public safety?
Yeah, maybe I start with the public safety. Of course, it is important because besides important and critical, because extreme weather can directly giving the impact for the public, like maybe a strong wind can also giving a damage for the people who crossing the road, etc. And for farming, we can also experience a crop failure, a disturbing supply chain and food logistic, disturbing in food for food logistic. And for daily activity, it is quite have a strong relation with the transportation, because during the heavy rainfall we will facing the traffic jam, transportation disturbing, especially that using electrical power like in Jakarta commuter line, and then other damaging impact like disaster, of course, like flood, landslide, etc., can be affected by the extreme weather, especially heavy rainfall. So with the high dynamical weather change in a tropical region of Indonesia, we or BMKG encourage everyone to stay informed by regularly checking the information, the update information from BMKG. Faisal.
Okay, so it means that with this unusual condition, people, especially who live around the area in this unusual condition, should be able to stay safe and prepare during this unexpected weather. So how do you see this, Bu Ida?
We have a mini channel, information channel, so people can be checked regularly through the website, official BMKG official website. Then we also have official social media, and people also can download the mobile apps info BMKG, either in a Android or iPhone or whatever the mobile apps you have. And people also can call the call center of BMKG 196.
Okay.
And also we have many official office in a province, so people also can come and get the information of weather condition, get the update information.
Okay, so talking about this, is BMKG also working with other government or related agencies or local authorities to monitor and also respond to the situation, this unexpected situation, Bu Ida?
Yeah, sure. Because as part of a core mandate, BMKG also commit to providing the up-to-date weather information, including issuing a warning, early warning information to the public and also to the stakeholder, because stakeholder will have a important role to having a contingency plan, if I could say that. And that's why we have a good coordination with stakeholder like BNPB or National Disaster Management, and BPBD or Regional or Province Disaster Management. So once the potential of extreme weather that can cause a damage happen, so immediately we inform them, we communicated with them, we coordinate with them, not only giving the information, but we doing some conversation with them, either the information already gathered by them, delivered to them or not. So we have also to make sure that they understand the information that we already prepared to them.
Including to such doing research together, Bu Dr. Ida.
Yeah, for collaboration, of course, we're doing research together, especially in the disaster sector.
Including to what you call that, that BRIN, like the Research and Innovation Agency here.
Yeah, of course, in a BRIN, especially for developing the methodology, the equipment, the sensor like radar, etc.
Okay, Well, to know more about this, Bu Ida, how can people actually to know much more about the updated information from this BMKG?
Yeah, we have an official website in www.bmkg.co.id. We provide information not only weather condition, but also climate, seasonal, earthquake, tsunami, air pollution. So not only official website, we also provide the information in the social media like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, which is quite easy to access. And also we provide also the information through the application, mobile application, like I said previously. And people also can call 196 for BMKG call center.
Okay, so let's come to the final question, Bu Dr. Ida. Maybe do you have any such messages for Indonesian people, especially who are able to face this unusual condition of the weather?
Yeah, so people have to also prepare themselves about the impact that can occur after the extreme weather happen. So they are also mm-hmm. have to aware to the environment in their maybe the environment in their house.
Stay tuned at www.voynews.id because after this song we'll be right back to company.
Voice of here. Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat engkau. Ada di sampingku, jangan diamkan aku.
Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati, jangan kau ragukan aku.
Engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Engkau bunga jiwaku, hasrat semakin terbang, melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu.
Dirimu, bawalah aku ke sana,
jiwaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kala mendung tiba, awan gelap merayu, sang hujan tuh datang basahi bumi yang kering. Merpati pembawa berita hadir dan tersenyum. Pesan damai terjaga di paruh untuk aku, kamu, dan kita. Serita terbawa angin bahagia, berdiri dan genggamlah harapan. Cerah menunggumu bersama mimpi dan cinta yang setia menemani langkahmu. Tak mungkin terhenti, kau siap diuji, kau generasi pemberani. Jika rintangan menantimu, mencoba pudarkan semangatmu, ingat kau insan terbaik di sini. Tiada yang bisa halangimu, tiada yang mampu hentikanmu, karena kau telah tercipta untuk berjuang. Cerah menunggumu bersama mimpi dan cinta yang setia menemani langkahmu. Tak mungkin terhenti, kau siap diuji, kau generasi pemberani. Cerah menunggumu bersama mimpi dan cinta yang setia menemani langkahmu. Tak mungkin terhenti, kau siap diuji, kau generasi pemberani. Kau generasi pemberani. Kau generasi pemberani.
Dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau bertanya padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kata kuasa melawan kejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat kau ada di sisiku,
semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku rindu kamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika mimpimu yang begitu indah tak pernah terwujud, ya sudahlah. Saat kau berlari mengejar anganmu dan tak pernah sampai, ya sudahlah. Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay. Hey,
yo, yo, satu dari sekian kemungkinan kau jatuh tanpa ada harapan. Saat itu raga ku persembahkan, yo, sama jiwa, cinta, cinta dan harapan.
Kita sambung satu persatu disebab akibat, tapi tenanglah, mata hati kita akan lihat menuntun ke arah mata angin bahagia. Kau dan aku tahu jalan selalu ada.
Aku tahu lagi problem akan terus menerjang bagai deras ombak yang menabrak karang. Namun ku tahu kau mampu untuk tetap tenang hadapi ini bersama aku hingga akhir kata.
Keramahan cinta tak pernah kau dapat, ya sudahlah. Yeah, dengar ku bernyanyi, la 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 la. Hey yeah 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 yeah, dudung dudadu dudadu dudadu. Semua ini belum berakhir.
Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Satukan langkah, langkah yang beriring. Genggam hati, lalu emosi.
Genggamlah hatiku, satukan langkah kita.
Sama rasa, tanpa pamrih. Ini cinta, across the sea.
Peluklah diriku, terbanglah bersamaku. Layang jauh,
menerima kelemahan hati. Aku cinta kau,
ini cinta kita.
Cukup satu waktu,
yes, untuk satu cinta.
Satu cinta ini
akan tutup jalanku.
Dapatkan jiwamu,
tenang di sisiku.
Relakan rasa
ini untuk yang ditunggu.
Bahagia,
apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay. Apapun yang terjadi, selalu ada untukmu.
Selalu ada untukmu.
Janganlah kau bersedih,
janganlah kau bersedih.
Selalu ada untukmu.
Janganlah kau bersedih,
ya ya ya,
everything's gonna be okay.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Suka, 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 suka
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu,
dengarkan hatimu. Bukanlah buaya yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedalam dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, dengarkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Bila mimpi tak sejalan dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau, lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik.